Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's so hard because, you know, you're going full speed against a tackle who weighs 300 plus pounds, and within two steps you gotta back off. You know, you gotta back off on the quarterback now. So that's what's difficult. You know, for 9 years I've been doing it, you know, one way in the NFL successfully, and now it just seems as if that way doesn't work anymore, and it's frustrating.
Those are the words of Clay Matthews. It's frustrating, to say the very least. Hey, by the way, we're going to talk with, coming up to talk more about that from Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio, but sometimes a ride, just a ride around the block, that's not enough. That's why my friends over at the Van Horn Auto Group, they offer the 90-day test drive program available at their FCA locations in Plymouth, Manitowoc, or Stoughton. You can take a ride right now in a brand, just like I did, a brand new Ram 1500, which is fantastic. The Jeep Grand Cherokee is just awesome. I couldn't decide between the two. I ended up going with the pickup truck because I wanted to haul firewood. The Dodge Charger, the Dodge Grand Caravan, the Chrysler Pacifica, all for 90 days with no obligation. Now, if you're not satisfied, just bring it back. No big deal. But if you buy it, you can save up to $2,000 additional. And like I said, I just picked up the 2019 Ram 1500 from the people over at the Truck Center in Plymouth. And I love the thing. Got it outside today, as a matter of fact. Huge and roomy in the back with a crew cab for the kids. And also the dogs, by the way. Elmo loves it. It's easy to get in and out of. Mickey thinks it's easy. By the way, the dogs are listening, from what I understand, over at the daycare center today. Barking up hickory out in Pewaukee. But if I want to take them back and forth, throw them in the back of the bed, they love that too. That is our friends at the Van Horn Auto Group. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com and shop the inventory that qualifies for the 90-day test drive exclusively, by the way, over at Van Horn. That's the 90-day test drive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio joining us here in the studio. So, Mike, yesterday, man, it was throw a dart at a dartboard and find something to complain about because it was an ugly day yesterday.
And the roughing the passer penalty, 15 yards and just a, you know, just another punch in the gut for the Green Bay Packers as they're trying to get momentum after being down on the road. And even Jay Gruden, the head coach of the Redskins, had some empathy for what the Packers were going through.
Well, I think, you know, we've watched as many videos as we can, but every week there seems to be another one that's a little bit questionable. And that's not going to change, I don't think. We just have to continue to coach our guys and try to do the best we can to, you know, sweep the leg and make sure we don't put our body weight on the quarterback and don't lead with our head. And that's the one thing we're trying to do. So, you know, it's exciting for those guys when they get back there and able to hit the quarterback, man, and they're going full speed. You know, it's hard for them to adjust their body, these big guys, fast guys, in a split second. But we're trying to do the best we can. Unfortunately, it's a critical penalty in some of these games that can hurt you.
Here's a question, and I haven't seen it yet this year, but what if a quarterback has his back to you? He's cocked the ball. He's ready to throw, and you hit him with the shoulder, head out. Can you take him to the ground? Because if you're leaning forward, which I don't understand, they want you to lean forward. They don't want you to hit them up around the shoulders. They want it in the midsection, which automatically puts your body weight at a lower center of gravity. Can you take them to the ground?
Let's just play Twister. You know, right hand on red and left foot on blue. And
I can't, because that would be a blindside hit that is a defenseless quarterback of which you can't hit. You can't sack a quarterback if he's got a
back. Are you on the competition committee, sir?
No, I'm trying to figure this out. This is like, to me, hieroglyphics. And I'm thinking to myself, because I was reading the rules, if he's a defenseless quarterback, you can't hit him, which means if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I just keep turning around.
You saw it. So it's like one full page, 8x11
page. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The definition of roughing the passer.
It's just, it's unbelievably stupid.
All right, well, here's another thing is, how come you fell 14 points down on the road in the rain yesterday? How you got Alex Smith throwing 46-yard bombs down the right hash mark to Paul Richardson? Here's what Paul Richardson, the Redskins wide receiver, had to say. Matt Callahan, their offensive coordinator, Jay Gruden, these guys were going to take some shots at the Green Bay Packers with Alex Smith at quarterback. Why? Here's what Paul Richardson said.
I think that we had a real good strong half. I think we came out and executed. Jay wanted to be aggressive early, and it worked for us. I think that it was good for us to jump out on the team like that early. I think that we got to carry it over, though. We got to be able to finish those games.
Bill, you remember when Kevin King, probably your best corner outside of maybe Tremont.
Oh, yeah, he's one of your best outside guys.
Goes down with a groin injury against the Vikings.
Now, you still have Jair and Josh Jackson on the inside. They're very solid on the slot. But as far as the outside goes, Kevin King's your guy.
Those guys are the future, right?
Right.
So they put in Devon House. In the Vikings game,
mm-hmm.
they put Devon House in.
Stephon Diggs started salivating at that point, didn't he?
Well, we asked him. I asked him in the Vikings locker room because he had a 75-yard touchdown with Devon House in coverage and Kentrell Bryce back there at safety. And so we said to him, when you saw Kevin King lead the game and 31 Devon House line up there on your side at corner, and you line up at the slot, what did Kirk Cousins say to you in the huddle?
Go deep.
Go deep and catch it.
Go deep, right? So he hits him for a 75-yard touchdown. And you see Kentrell Bryce down there, and people are saying, well, look, Diggs is there, and he's kind of jumping around you. Why don't you just throttle him? Mm-hmm. Just hit him hard, try and get the ball loose down there at the 2 or 3 yard line to prevent him walking in for a touchdown. Now, we talked about this last week, and this is Joe Witt, your pass defense coordinator, your secondary guy, and here's what he said after that play.
I think if you watch NFL football today, and if you're in KB's position, if he goes and separates the receiver from the ball, what's probably going to happen? It's probably going to be a fine. He's already been fined one time, So I think that's flashing through a lot of DB's minds. I'm watching film against Washington, and their tight end catches the ball up the seam against, I forgot who it was, maybe Arizona. The guy hit him. He gets flagged for it. The only way he could have hit him is the way he hit him, And he probably got fined for it as well. So it's difficult when a guy's lowering his body, going for the ball, he's trying to make a football play, for you to make a football play, and you know that you're going to lose a lot of money and get a penalty at the same time if you complete that play. So that's just the reality of today's football.
It's hard. We talked about that. It's hard to figure out.
There's the Packers coach, Joe Witt, saying, I have a fear now that play is on film. The Washington Redskins Green Bay wins the toss. They defer the kick. Mm-hmm. Alex Smith lines up, and he looks over there, and he sees the rookie 23 on that corner spot
right, where
Kevin King should be, but he's out of the game with the groin injury. He's out this week. And so first he hits Vernon Davis, who's what, 56, 57 years old these days?
He scampered for the same age.
20, yeah.
For as many yards
downfield,
as he had an age, yeah.
And then on the very next play, first and 10 from the Green Bay 46, Alex Smith drops back and hits Paul Richardson down the right hash mark. And for some reason, Jair, he's got outside leverage. So I think they're in quarters. And they, Kavanaugh and these guys, they figured that out. The offensive coordinator, Matt Kavanaugh, they put him right between Jair Alexander, who's on the outside, closest to the sideline, and Kentrell Bryce, who's back there. And it's a poorly thrown ball. But Richardson dives and makes the catch. And gets back up and walks in for a touchdown on Kentrell Bryce. Kentrell Bryce, they like him because he's hard-hitting. He's smart. He's smarter than Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, apparently, in terms of the way I'm running the defense back there. But they're going after this guy. They're going right after this guy after that play. Next thing you know, it's 7-0. They come back, and the third time that they get the football, they have two runs from Adrian Peterson. He's 53 years old, right? Something like that. 12-yard gain, another 9-yard gain. Who he was running at? Right at Reggie Gilbert. Reggie Gilbert was lined up early in the game as your left outside linebacker.
I still would like to see him get some more playing time.
Number 93 gets sucked into the middle of the – I don't know why. Pettine's setting them. I don't know why he's there, but he's in the middle of the trash with the centers and the guards. And AP sees this, kicks out, and gets two first downs.
Mm-hmm.
Then – the Green Bay Packers, now on their heels, get almost like three successive passing interference calls. One on the rookie, Jair Alexander. One on Tremont at one point. They get three pass interferences, and then they get right down in the red zone, and AP walks in for a a two-yard touchdown. You're talking to Tremont Williams after the game about how did you guys end up 14 to nothing like that off the
First half was bad. You know, I don't know how else to put it. The first half was bad. A lot of inconsistent play. You know, we came out second half and did better, but it was a little too late at that point.
Then you got Jamison Crowder from the Redskins making catches over the middle. He talked about, listen, you know, we were up for the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. And the Redskins announcers were saying, man, we've never seen energy from this team like this. They were up for this.
Mm-hmm.
After getting punched in the mouth by the Colts,
21-9. They just looked faster, and I'd said that before. The Packers just came out and looked as if they were going through the motions.
Yeah, that's the best the Redskins have played. You know, Jay Gruden had them in the right mindset. Maybe the team had themselves in the right mindset. And Crowder ends up getting a touchdown as well. He talked about playing at home and, you know, turning their season around.
I mean, we just knew that we had to, you know, win at home. You know, you got to be able to win at home. You know, you got to use it to your advantage. And last week we didn't play well here. And today we want to come out there. And even though it was raining, you still go out there and make plays.
Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back here for more. Hear more from Mike Clemens. Also, Mike McCarthy right around the corner as well from earlier today. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I didn't give us the opportunity to win. You know, our third down drop on the first drive, the fourth down drop, fumble. I played terrible, and I didn't give us the opportunity to win.
Those are the words of Randall Cobb. Not a great day at the ball yard. Packers lose 31-17. They get Nick knocked off by the Washington Redskins. Now they're back at home. Some significant injuries to discuss. Coming up here shortly, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us here in studio. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousins, where that pepperoni melt, that thing reigns supreme. I was telling you about that a little bit earlier in the program. That thing is fantastic. I know they have the Wisconsin right now, the brat bites with the Wisconsin cheddar cheese and the pretzel bun and all that kind of goodness if you're craving Wisconsin. But Mike Clemens brought one of those pepperoni melts in yesterday, and man, I was a foodgasm. Just an FYI. I was a foodgasm. I had one in a while. That was fantastic.
I thought that was a pleasant smile on your face.
That was yes, that was. That was fantastic. We had those in studio yesterday, and that was absolutely awesome. Stop in any Cousin Subs and pick one up for yourself, or just download the app on any mobile device. You can also check them out at CousinSubs.com. That's Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Mike Clemens is here, and those are the words of Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb did not have a good day. He admitted so, and it was a day where he dropped the pass. I think Devontae had one. Lance Kendricks, we know, had one. I mean, there were some significant drops in that ballgame.
Lance Kendricks, just a horrible, horrible play.
Yep.
Horrible
play. Highlighted significant play that ended up in just
you know, you could see the sideline just turn and say, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Today's not our day. And you feel so bad for Lance Kendricks because he is a good guy and he works hard, but I just don't get the drops. And on the slow-mo, he's actually not looking the ball in completely.
I said it earlier, yeah.
Eyes. It's like they're blinking or something, but it's just, how do you not? You know, there's still photos today of Jimmy Graham and a couple of his catches, and his eyes are wide open.
Yeah.
You know, like excited, you know, and the ball's actually just on his fingertips. The still photographer able to get that. You know, talk all day about that. In the meantime, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're out there with a burning left knee, and you're, you know, trying to get yourself around in the mud, and you're starting to lose some of your offensive linemen, and the Redskins are playing out of their minds, and you're getting driven into the ground and not getting a roughing the passer call, but, you know, your buddy on the other side of the field, Clay Matthews, is, all these things against you, at least you can, you know, depend on Randall Cobb in the rain, right? Randall Cobb had 11 targeted passes and only caught 4 of them. He had 2 drops. Morrall strips the ball from him. And what could have been a key first down there is they're trying to get the momentum back. They're down by 11. You think Aaron Rodgers can still pull this thing out and get a win. The situation is this. I started thinking about this when after the Bears game, and you're trying to think about, okay, well, what's this September, maybe October, going to be like for Aaron Rodgers trying to play with this sprained knee? And first of all, their schedule, as they come out with us, they say is, Okay, he's not going to practice on Wednesday or Thursday, but he will take some snaps in the run-through with helmets and football pads on Saturdays before we play the game on Sunday. So that means for the whole week, it's DeShone Kizer getting all the first-team snaps, along sometimes with Tim Boyle, who was not active yesterday. The third quarterback was not. So that must mean that they think that Rodgers is doing a little bit better in terms of the pain on the knee. But if even if you're Randall Cobb, much less Geronimo Allison or Lance Kendricks, it's like, I don't get that many reps with Aaron Rodgers to begin with. Now I get none, you know, and we're trying to, you know, get up for the game. So I asked this question of Aaron last week in anticipation of this kind of a situation about, first of all, you know, what do you say to your receivers that don't that aren't getting any snaps for the game plan? Because they'll bring out 20 new plays that maybe you haven't done since training camp, but this is going to, you know, be effective, you think, against that Redskins defense. And it's like, I have not run this play full speed with helmets and pads on since the first week of August, and I would like to get some snaps with Aaron Rodgers for this. And I also asked Rodgers about, you must be sitting down with McCarthy a lot to say, okay, that plays in. Nope, that plays out. I'm not going to roll out to my left. Mm-hmm. I don't like those pitches to the left because I've got to plant my left leg. All those kinds of things. How much time, extra time, are you spending with Mike McCarthy on what plays are going to go on the play card on Sunday?
No, he's got to know what's up. You know, it meaning what plays are up. You know, can we do some action or can we not? You know, that just depends on how my knee feel. I don't think you can say, because I did some of those things in the game, that automatically I'll be able to do that and more on Sunday. It depends on how I'm feeling.
So unlimited reps in practice, you know, it's your teammates that need to make sure that they're in sync with you when the pass is coming their way, the handoff. Are there ways you can compensate for that if you're not taking all these reps in practice?
Yeah, communicate. And that's on the coaches too. You know, they got to be thinking about some of the things that I'm going to be doing if I'm out there. And letting those guys know what to expect. You know, if I'm not on the field in practice, there are some conversations that are missed. So they got to pick up the slack in those spots. The older guys got to think about some of the things that I do when I'm out there, and we got to, you know, adjust accordingly.
So mental reps is what Aaron says, and that's how far that got yesterday when you saw how they were out of sync,
right,
in the first half.
They just, and we were sitting there talking about that. They just didn't look good. I mean, he was just off a step or two on throws.
And he's missing throws,
yeah,
too.
And you know.
That you're not used to seeing.
Right. Is this close to the team that we're going to witness the remainder of the season?
Let me ask you this. I mean, the Bears game ends up just being chaotic. It was a crazy football game. And, of course, the main thing we'll remember about that is Aaron Rodgers goes down with a knee injury. DeShone Kizer comes out there and he moves the football for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is like, oh my God, Khalil Mack, this guy is just crazy. And, you know, and Hicks and the rest of that Bears defensive line who just chewed up the Cardinals again yesterday. That Bears defensive line, man, that might be the best one in the NFL right now. They certainly are the best in the NFC North. So, you know, the Packers just is reeling. They can't believe how physical that Bears defensive line is. And Aaron, you know, like the hero, he comes walking out of the tunnel the second half and saves the day and brings you back down from 20 and pulls out an incredible win on Sunday Night Football. Then you play the Vikings. And even though you're out there with the leg brace on and you're kind of sluggish in the first half, you find some ways to build a lead, and then your defense lets this thing slip away. And now you lose this one to the Redskins. And you got to start saying, at the bottom line, what is Mike McCarthy doing in all this?
Right.
Where's the defensive personality to make up for this? Here we are again. And instead of Brett Hundley, your backup is DeShone Kizer. Is he ready to win 2 out of 3 ball games if you want to rest Aaron Rodgers? He doesn't look it.
That's one of the things.
They don't look it.
We're going to get into that discussion tomorrow, too. Yeah.
Here's the injury report. Mo Wilkerson had surgery last night.
So he's done almost, I would assume, at least for the majority of the season.
He had an airbag on his helmet, and players were saying he was screaming in pain as they carted him off the field. Mm-hmm. They took him to the hospital, like, you know, Pam Oliver reported. He's done for the year. Dean Lowry will take his snaps as they go get ready for Buffalo. Brian Bulaga, your right tackle, he left the game with a back injury, didn't come back. Jason Spriggs came in and did not look that good, like we talked about.
Yep. He didn't look terrible. He got manhandled early on in that ball
training
game.
Camp. Yeah. All through training camp. Justin McCray, the right guard, left the game, and Justin told reporters in the locker room, you know what, it's a shoulder thing that's been bothering me now for several weeks, and I just couldn't take it anymore. That's not
that's
a good
significant.
Sign.
Yeah.
And Nick Perry, he left the game late with a concussion, with his helmet off, and right away they knew that he had a concussion, and the Packers just confirmed a couple minutes ago he is under the concussion protocol.
We're going to hear from Mike McCarthy. That's coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.